A reading from Luke 9, 46-44. An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. Then he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For it is the one who is least among you all who is the greatest."
By talking about culturally counterintuitive here, talk about the world upside down. But what we're really talking about is the continuation of the passage we talked about yesterday, where the followers of Jesus were arguing amongst themselves quietly about who amongst them was the greatest, because they had a Daniel lens more than they had an Isaiah lens about who this Messiah was. And then this really, even though it's in a different gospel, it picks up on this theme of what it means to be great in the eyes of God rather than the eyes of men.
Yeah. Well, the whole declaration of our culture is upward mobility. And the kingdom of God is downward mobility. It's seeking ways to think more highly of others, seeking ways to make others more important in our lives, and thinking about ourselves last. And it's so counterintuitive because every morning we wake up with ourselves.
Years and years ago, I trained to be a Stephen minister. And that's a ministry where you're taught to listen rather than talk. Taught to listen rather than talk. And while I believe I was a failed Stephen minister, and did not actually, I went through the whole program, but I really didn't, it didn't suit what I was looking for at that time. I learned a lot about it, and I think years later I learned that listening was the only way you actually learn anything. Especially when you're talking about other people. Everybody has a story. Everybody has a self. Everybody is just as important as everybody else in the eyes of God. I mean, you know. So in a way, not to listen and to lord it over somebody else with your own words and your own knowledge and your own experience and your own position and all that thing isn't a funny kind of way to dishonor God.
And it's just rooted in our very flesh. I mean, this comes back to what we were talking about a couple of days ago, where Jesus says, come and die. Die to the things you would do naturally. It's so easy to be in my world thinking about what my perspective is and what's going to come, but to be fully attentive to someone else, to be fully alert to what's going on in their world is a discipline that comes in allowing Jesus to live through us, becoming the greater by becoming the lesser.
You and I have talked for the last 2 years a lot about the story, and I think we need to realize that when we encounter an individual, we're getting a fragment and not the story. And one of the things about listening is at least some parts of the story, maybe not the complete story, that's an impossibility, but a complete part of the story that may be helpful to you to be helpful comes out. And the other thing about the story is, and you've talked about this innumerable times, we're all part of a larger narrative. And seeing our story fitting into the larger, greater story, the story that you and I have been talking about, that is something that we all should pray about.
Yeah, your word fragment is really helpful to me, so that when I encounter someone, I'm not encountering their full story. I'm encountering a fragment, and there are things of the past that are speaking into that present reality. So it's a warning not to judge people through the fragment. It's a warning not to frame people only through that one fragment, but to allow them to have a full story.